This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, the way hour number one said it would. We'll talk about that later. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of reformation, and that's the home of providence. And that's also the home of my next guest, because joining us now from Franklin Armory is the CEO of Franklin Armory, and that would be Jay Jacobson. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Bill.
I tried to get Jay earlier in the summer, and he was out there touring the country on two wheels, which I just find that cool, Jay.
Well, what it is that we've been sponsoring a gentleman by the name of Andrew Lee, who's number one in Superstock with the Moto America. And Laguna Seca was always my favorite track to race at when I was racing years and years ago. And so a bunch of us here at the factory decided we were going to take a couple of days and go enjoy the track and the smell of the fuel in the morning and all that good stuff.
Right.
He ended up winning, by the way. He's still leading in the points. And he also won in Sonoma last weekend. Many of the guys went down to see him race there, too. Good stuff.
I met that. That's the younger man I met at your booth, right? And Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great kid. Wise beyond his age.
How young is he?
He is, I think, 19.
19. Good Lord. And how long has he been racing a bike?
Incredibly talented.
Yeah.
How
long has he been racing a bike?
I've been looking at some of the history that before we signed him on, and I would say, I don't know when he actually got started, but I had some pictures of him as a youngster, like 12 years old, racing Supermoto and stuff like that.
Crazy. What do you make of right now the politicians, they seem, I mean, the Democrats on the left, they are coming. They've got the pitchforks out and the salad forks. They've got everything out. They're coming. They are coming as hard as they possibly can come at us. What are you making of all of this? Have you ever seen this in your time as a manufacturer?
It just seems like every few years that they'll use these non sequiturs background checks.
Right.
And the latest issues, they were background checked. In fact, we actually had a trace that was performed a week and a half ago. We got a contact from ATF. They performed a trace and found out that one of our guns was actually at the home of that miscreant that was in Gilroy.
Okay.
And that was disappointing, but, you know, it's like any manufacturer, you never know how they're going to be used. You could buy a car and use it for good or use it for bad. And at least he wasn't using our weapon in that, but he had one of our weapons that had been transferred to him. So at least as far as his acquisitions, there's nothing that they could have done. I mean, California, they have, besides running the NICS check, the state does their own check, and there's a 10-day wait in California. So all the stuff that they're talking about wouldn't have stopped what happened in Gilroy.
No, It would not have stopped what happened in Gilroy. That guy clearly had evil in mind, so he went in through the woods, cut his way through the fence, and they were on it really quick. But it was another gun-free zone, so he knew where to go. But they're coming out right now. They want universal background checks. They want background checks for body armor. They want back. You know, they want to ban AR-15s. They're just going hog wild.
And it won't do much good, unfortunately. I guess it's kind of like a polio vaccine. In order to get rid of polio, you got to have a little bit of the vaccine. If you have these gun-free zones, like you were just bringing up a second ago, then you're going to have situations where it's just shooting fish in a barrel, which is disgusting that anybody would ever want to do that. But our culture has devolved to this, and not just our culture, but other cultures as well. But
right.
We're obviously dealing with this politically, and it's just devolved over time. And so the only way to stop it is to have a little bit of that antidote, having a CCW that you can actually confront a would-be killer. And most of these guys crumple like a house of cards the moment they actually find real resistance.
Oh, yeah.
That is the answer. You got to have a little bit of the antidote.
Yeah, the whole idea that I'll say this, and I already know the answer to this. I've been saying this here lately. I heard Trey Gowdy say this, because he knows the answer to it, too. If there was a law they could pass where no more innocents got killed, I would think seriously about certain rights. I would. But the problem is that the nature of man is such to where it hasn't really changed that much. And for some reason, they want to go after the lowest hanging fruit. Still, AR-15s are still the rarest of the firearms used in murder, aren't they?
I was reading statistics lately from the FBI, and as much as I love handguns, it does show statistically that it's, 90% of the murders with firearms are with handguns, and it's and that's not an exact figure, but just what I remember off the top of my head. And then long guns were the remaining balance, but pretty evenly between rifles and shotguns. But it's a de minimis issue there. It's not not the meat of the matter there.
Well, I mean, I'm beginning to see. There's some people out there that don't want me to mention the Rampage Killers. I'll mention the Rampage Killers simply because I'm also trying to point out that when they're mentioning the weapon, especially hammering on the weapon, this whole idea that the AR-15 is the weapon of choice, getting out there and saying it's the weapon of choice is like saying this is the best weapon for this kind of killing if you've got this axe to grind. It sort of opens up the. I don't think mentioning the name of the person. Yeah, it's self-fulfilling. It's the copycat's coming out. But I think that's why we're seeing a few of these out there. But I mean, we had a cluster of these, and now I'm just at the same time we had one that was diffused in Texas without red flag laws, without being swatted. Mm-hmm. Grandma did it. Grandma did it. So that's good stuff.
Well, the thing is that. Just like buying a brand new pickup truck, somebody could get drunk, do something bad with that truck, right? You know, same deal. The scenario, though, is you have an opportunity to defend your house and home. And in this day and age with gang violence and so forth, it's not unusual that one could actually seriously take advantage of using a fully loaded AR to protect their wife and kids.
Yeah.
That's not beyond the pale.
We're coming up on the first break. We're talking to the CEO of Franklin Armory, and that is Jay Jacobson. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
samurai and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at Franklin Armory FranklinArmory.com and check it out as we speak to the guy who runs Franklin Armory, CEO Jay Jacobson. Did you by chance find anything out? Have they changed the definition of with the stock on the AR-15 pistols?
I have not heard anybody changing any of that. Where'd that come from?
I heard that. I saw that on a news report. For some reason. I was just thinking, and you know, I think that that Jack Wagon in Dayton had an AR-15 pistol. I was thinking I read that and I was like, wow, that's the fastest I've ever heard of that happening. And I did not think
I haven't heard of anything like that happening quite yet. I did read a report where the chief of police over there was astonished and I guess unaware that that sort of thing was completely legal. But, you know, that's what we got ATF for, and they've definitely bounced that around a few times, and obviously they are completely viable and legal. And you know, Alex Bosco, what a guy. He came up with that idea and got it processed and through the hoops. And I mean, he's definitely a go-getter and making things happen. And thank God for those products being on the market.
Now, you have to work very closely with the ATF, and you do this primarily, I guess, because of the products you make and the fact that you want to make them and be able to sell them and be and dot those I's and cross the T's at the same time. Does the ATF seem to be anti-gun to you?
No, in fact, many of them are actually very pro-gun. I probably shouldn't, you know, tie any names to that specifically.
Don't do that. You don't have to do that.
But when you meet with them, you find out, oh, this particular individual is an expert 1911 custom gun maker. This other one is into different types of sporting rifles and so forth. They are, most of them, by and large, really gun guys. Now, the political stuff comes down the pike, and they have to roll with the punches there. Dealing with the bump stock stuff, they were ordered to do what they were ordered to do and contrive some kind of scenario that made some logistic sense. I think ultimately it'll be overturned, and I think anybody that looked at that objectively realizes that will happen. But the people themselves are generally definitely pro-gun. They want to get the bad guys. I mean, they can separate the wheat from the chaff, and they realize that there is a public safety mission that they have to deal with, and a lot of them just really want to get those guys. And this other stuff, I mean, we've had instances where people shipped in short barrel rifles to us and they didn't realize they were short barrel rifles. And
right.
Like, okay, well, what do you do? And the local office has said, you know, okay, customer, you made a mistake. You need to go ahead and fill out a Form 1. And ironically, they approved it in 24 hours, which I wouldn't recommend doing that because there's a 10-year sentence if they decide to turn on you. But that was one way to get a Form 1 approved overnight, which was kind of ironic. But basically, the ATF, they really saw an honest mistake. They found a way to fix it, and life goes on. They're not really after they're not really after the guy that, honestly makes a mistake. They're really after the guy that, just robbed a bank and used a gun and, you know, whatever other federal crime they were off doing.
Yeah.
That's my experience anyways.
Well, I would think that if anybody had a lot of experience with them, it would be you, just because of the things that you sell. I saw on the website how you sell the upper now for reformation. Is that a big problem, or is it just because of what you've done and the care you've taken to make sure that that's okay to go? Anybody can buy that upper and just stop it, throw it on the top of their lower, and they're good to go. They have reformation.
That is something that our sales and marketing team, they were at the point where we were getting caught up, and we've had a lot of orders on reformation and still have a.
Did we lose Jay? Did we lose Jay? Okay. Can you go and attempt to procure him one more time for me, please? The thing I like about Franklin Armory is that they're not renegades per se, but they do challenge the status quo, and they challenge it, and then while they're challenging it, they also comply with it, and they bring out a very daring set of programs or set of products, and that part I really enjoy. I really enjoy working with Jay when it comes to that kind of stuff, just because of the care he takes, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, all that other stuff. And I guess we haven't got him back yet. I've got two guns coming from them, I think. I've got an AR-15 pistol and a 308, which I've never... And it's been a while since I shot an AR-10. I've always wanted to like the AR-10. Problem with the 5.56, which is the primary long gun that I run, everybody gets out there and says, well, you know, it's not exactly a regular old... it's not a battle rifle, where the AR-10 could be. Okay. That wasn't good.
Are we there?
Yeah, we're there. We're there. We got about a minute, but that's okay. We'll pick it up on the other side. That's
well, fine. NSA shouldn't have cut us off. We were talking nice about ETA.
I know. I'm just wondering about that. I find it fascinating that there's nobody else doing what you do, though. I find that sort of fascinating. I don't see any... If there are other people doing things like Reformation or the Binary Trigger or Providence, do you know who they are? I mean, I don't.
Well, I would, again, go back to Alex Bosco. Definitely a trend-setting peer in the industry. And, you know, I think the trick is that in working with government agencies that... You got to let them know what you're up to and what your plan is and how it all works in the whole grand scheme of things. Because again, their first thing is they're looking at safety and how to manage public safety and that sort of thing. So if they know that you're not up to some janky stuff in the back alley somewhere, that you actually have a directed element of where you're going, then they could very often get on board.
Hang on for me, Jay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addressing workers at an energy plant in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he spoke about China dumping cheap steel in the United States.
We need steel for defense. We need steel. What are we going to do? We have a little bit of a problem. We have a little bit of a conflict. We'll say, listen, China, could you do us a favor? We need help. All our steel mills are closed. Could you send us some steel, please? We don't make steel anymore. Well, we make it now.
The warden of the jail where convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein died of an apparent suicide is being reassigned. The Justice Department announced Attorney General Bill Barr made the decision to move the warden to the Bureau's Northeast Regional Office, pending the outcome of two investigations into Epstein's death. Two staffers at the jail were also placed on administrative leave until the investigation concludes as well. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with the Franklin Armory CEO, Jay Jacobson. Jay, I believe Son is sending me some stuff, or if he hasn't, he's getting ready to. And I'm very intrigued with the militia rifle, which is a 308. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
So, the militia model, what we did was we created a larger variant of our AR-15 version with the memory index points, and we have an tensioner to keep any play that might be in there to be completely gone, though these things are truly machined to fine tolerances, so there's almost never any play, but sometimes somebody might buy a different upper from a different company, and so that's basically what that provision is for, so that you can tension it down so there's absolutely no play between the upper and the lower. One of the first models that came out when we started manufacturing these a few years ago, I took it at deer hunting, and they have been fantastic. I made a good 450-yard shot on the buck that was running on the first time that I ended up taking it hunting. Fantastic gun for that purpose. But they've been working out real well, and we make one version even with the binary firing system, so best of both worlds, big power and binary firing system to go with it. It's got a 14.5-inch barrel variant on that where you might need it for more close-in work, but definitely can defend your house and home with that for sure.
Now, with your AR-10s or the militia rifles, do you also use that? Is it Triumpha, the muzzle device? Is that on there?
Oh, the Triumvir.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Great point. The Triumvir has been a great product for us that we actually obviously overlooked it and not mentioning it in this particular example, but the Triumph Ears does several things all at once. And a lot of times when people try and create a combination device, they fail. But this one really succeeded. What it does is it is a flash hider, but it's also a linear compensator, and it really does a fantastic job of throwing the sound forward, but it's also a traditional compensator in that it has larger vents on top to bias the airflow upward. It's got three vents in it, one large one on top and then two smaller ones below, and the smaller ones on the bottom are actually splayed, so if you're shooting prone, it doesn't kick a whole bunch of dust up into your face. And so overall, it has worked out to be fantastic design. I encourage folks to take a look at it online at franklinarmory.com. It doesn't look like it would be very pointy, but if you ever had to make a contact strike with the muzzle of your firearm, it'll put a mark on something.
Yeah, you're going to leave. You're going to gather a little DNA with that one. What I like about it is both of the weapons that I've had of yours to test so far, the PDW C11 and the Reformation 7-inch, I think it was, or the 11-inch. I can't remember which one it was. Both of those were
sure
very short.
Bolt or not.
I think you did. I think you sent me the 7-inch because it was absolutely short and just crazy short. But that being said, I mean, even with those short barrels, which typically with a regular A2 cage, when you're pulling the trigger on an AR-15 with that short of a barrel, the fireball coming off the end of it is impressive. And with the Triumvir on the end of both of those, which it had, there is no fireball. There's no fire at all. I mean, it's the other thing it does is it's also pushing everything away from me when I'm pulling the trigger on it. So I was really impressed with the way it handled what is typically the bane of the AR-15 type pistol.
Yeah, and when you get down to that 7.5-inch length, everybody's flash hider is going to have a little bit of something there because there's just so much unburnt powder.
Right.
But the way the Triumvir is designed, the reason why you didn't see any is because it wasn't in your sight line. The way it's designed is it focuses any flame that is there from any unburnt powder in a very narrow stream straight out the muzzle. And by doing that, you're not affecting your vision in a home defense situation or what have you. So it just narrows that down, and the way the cuts are put into it, it actually creates a turbulence that is designed to put the flame out, so to speak.
It is a sight to behold, just because I fully expected that to happen. I like the AR-15 type platform as far as in a pistol configuration because it's so short. I really enjoyed the Reformation because of its length. But normally, that fireball coming off the end of it is sort of dazzling, you know. So when I got a hold of yours and I started pulling the trigger on those, I was very impressed with that. Simply because the Triumvir does not look like your typical. Most of them seem really the kind. Most of these muzzle devices that handle to the degree the Triumvir does, they're really overbuilt monstrosities. I mean, this almost looks like it's Scandinavian. It's like minimalist.
We spent a lot of time in R&D doing that a few years ago, and a lot of videos at night trying to perfect the design. If you ever come by our facility sometime, we've got maybe 20 different runoff models that we were that made it to the final, so to speak, and the one that we're obviously in production now is the best one, but we would constantly narrow it down from, you know, 50 different designs down to 20 and then ultimately down to one, which we now do, and a lot of different thread patterns, half 28, 13.5 by 1 left hand for the 9mm MPX crowd, 308, we do the 5/8 24, so, and actually I think we got one for the 450 Bushmaster coming as well if we don't have it out there already, and 36 for some of the older 9mm platforms that worked for a while.
Just out of curiosity, we only got about 90 seconds left, so this should be pretty easy. But with the binary trigger, because it's actually doing two things. It's firing on the pull and on the release. Did that have to be over-engineered as well? Because it's actually doing double duty when it's in binary mode.
It did. We broke a lot of stuff along the way. The material spec is what was the most important aspect. I thought 17.4 would make a great trigger, and come to find out that the hammer could beat the heck out of it and put grooves into it.
Right.
And 17.4 is great for abrasion resistance, but not great for impact. And ultimately, we ended up using the 8620 spec that you have on a mil-spec trigger, and, of course, cutting it to our own design. And that has worked out well. And then there's a lot of other parts that have a lot of boutique materials in there because of their properties that, again, we broke a lot of stuff along the way and figured out what works. And we pay a lot extra to get those materials, but that's part of the quality of what we're putting out there so that it'll last a long time. We've got trigger groups that have 25,000-30,000 rounds on it, no problem.
Well, if you would, one more time for me, sir, if you would hang on just a moment, we'll be right back talking to Jay Jacobson from Franklin Armory. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Well, we're talking about Franklin Armory right now, and I'm talking with Jay Jacobson. He is the CEO of Franklin Armory. What is the latest with Providence? We can't not talk about Providence. What's going on with it?
So the engineering team is working on maximizing the lack of friction. Minimizing friction to produce the best trigger pull that we can before we release it. And it's working its way through everything. It has been taking a while over here. I'm kind of frustrated personally, to be honest with you. But we're trying to produce stuff that people are really going to want and not just make it and ship it. And not care about the quality of what we're doing. The quality has always been very important. So while it's painful waiting for it, it'll be worth the wait. And, the other thing that we've been waiting for, if you don't mind me shifting gears here a little bit.
Not at all.
Our AK trigger, we have been trying to get this thing out there for, I don't know, I think we started taking orders for it back in October. And I can tell you that we're going to finally start shipping it tomorrow. And that's going to be a big item to get out there on the road and off our engineering plate. There were some minor tweaks that we were making so that it would fit in all the different variants. One of the last things we tested was the 9mm AKs because that wasn't as much of a thing until recently.
Right.
And so then we found out that we needed to actually redesign things a little bit so that all we had to do was change one part for the 9mm variant. So the initial design that we created works for the standard AK, but now that these 9mm are out there, we've engineered it so we only have to change one part, the hammer, to work for the 9mm AK. And so we've created a separate SKU for that application to make it easier for customers to buy exactly what they want when they're doing an install. And but the standard ones, I should say, are actually going to start shipping tomorrow.
Cool.
It's been a while, and it frustrates me more than you can imagine when we miss targets. But
yeah, but I mean, the stuff that you build is so hard. It's so hardened. I mean, when the products that I have seen of yours, if I were to set them at an angle and take a hammer to them, I don't think I could break them. I mean, they're just, they're over-engineered to the degree to where, well, it leaves mil-spec in the dust. I mean, it just absolutely leaves mil-spec in the dust. And that kind of basic fundamental durability, I mean, once, for you, I mean, how long have you worked on building up that reputation to where you don't want to jeopardize that? I mean, Franklin Army's known for just that hard durability that it has.
And we've been working on it for about 10 years now and always focusing on quality and innovation in trying to bring new products out to the marketplace that people had no idea that could be even out there. That basically, if you're not innovating, then you're just making commodities. And unfortunately, in this day and age, everything just gets imported because it's cheaper to make it in China and other places than it is here. And maybe certain listeners don't care about that. I certainly do because I want to make jobs in my community, right, not some community overseas that may someday be pointing a gun at me. So we've always focused on that. And the only way to continue to do that is to innovate, basically innovate or die.
you're becoming sort of Charles Bronson-esque, aren't you? I see that.
Well, he's a great actor, but I couldn't hold a candle to him.
Well, I think you could, Jay. You're starting to sound a lot like him. You sounded just like him in The Dirty Dozen just now. I was just thinking Charlie Bronson is back, thank goodness.
I love Magnificent Seven. Great movie. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I've never asked you this though. Now you are a manufacturer of long guns, but you, mm-hmm. What is your carry gun? What do you carry?
Right now I have a 27 on my hip. Pretty mundane.
Well, I don't know.
Cool caliber these days.
It's not that it's not a cool caliber. It's a punishing caliber. I mean, it's pretty snappy. When the Glock 22 came out, I was such an early adopter when the first gen, whatever it was, when it came out, I couldn't find ammo for it. I wanted to like 40 caliber. I really wanted to like it. But I'd rather have a 10 millimeter. So if you're carrying a 40.
Great.
Yeah, if you're carrying a 40, though, in the Glock 27, I mean, that's my hat's off to you, pal. Do you just have the 10? What size, what's the magazine capacity on the Glock 27?
It's 9 plus 1.
9 plus 1. So you don't even put a plus 2 on the bottom of it?
Nah, but that's enough to get to whatever else I might need to get to defend the facility here. We're in fact, great thing about working here is most everybody carries.
Yeah. In the
zone here.
Well, that's good. I've never heard of a rampage killer attacking a gun facility, a gun manufacturing plant. Now that
that would be a bad day.
It would be a really
bad day. Going back to this red flag law thing.
Yes, sir.
You know, somebody said, you know, obviously it's a due process issue, and more than likely, if they're allowed to take your guns, they're going to screw that up. And, you know, somebody said, take the person. And I was reading that on a blog somewhere. I wish I could give credit to who it was. I forget where I was reading it. But that makes so much sense. The reason they're going after the guns is because they're hoping to get a lower threshold of evidence to be able to take the guns.
Right.
But think about it. Why would you take the guns? Because the guy might have another gun somewhere else. Or he might go illegally buy a gun.
Well, I mean, right? the other thing is that I've always considered the weapon to be the mind. I mean, the gun is a tool. And
exactly.
If you're really murderous and you really want to murder somebody, I don't even know how much it matters how you do it, as long as you get to do it. So, you know, if they can beat him to death with a fire poker or ball bat, or all the better. And if they take their guns from that's what I'm waiting to see happen. I'm waiting to see if they actually do take guns from somebody that is murderous and leave him on the street and he still kills somebody.
I'm sure it's going to happen because
yeah.
those laws are designed to leave the guy behind because they're going after what they think is the easy target and the solution to the issue. And really all it is harassing gun owners and creating a Politburo where they can decide, you know, send folks down and just all of a sudden take guns that otherwise they wouldn't be able to get because they don't have enough evidence to go ahead and take the person. But there's no logical reason to leave the person behind and take their firearms because,
yeah.
like you say, they'll just use something else.
Well, the thing that I'm seeing, I think, in California for their gun violence restraining orders, they're actually making 12% of those stick. So they're creating a new prohibited persons list where they're, in, you know, they're going after 100% and they're just getting the 12% to stick. And that's always been the gun grabber's long game is, you know, going and getting what they can when they can. And that's what I see happening. We're about to run out of time. Now, I could cover the, you know, if the red flag thing is something you want to cover, we need to circle back and do that because this is going to be a thing we're going to have to fight. I mean, my senior senator is leading the charge on that idiot.
Wow. I just felt really compelled to bring that up about taking the person. If you got enough evidence to take the person, to take the guns, then take the person with them.
Yeah.
I hate to
that's
say it.
That's the danger.
We have that element in our midst. And
we do.
If that's the case, then take them.
Take
if
them.
Not, then leave the guns alone.
Yeah, but leave the guns and take the guy. You know, it's not too bad. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me this evening, but I do want to, if you know, I'm going to pick out a few topics for next week because I can see that I'm missing some good stuff with you. But thank you for joining me this evening.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir, Jay. Check everything out at franklinarmory.com. We'll be right back. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Elevate. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.